I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. I want to introduce you to a voice you're going to be hearing more of in the coming days and weeks. Nadia Ramlagan is an independent producer, and she is going to be telling some stories that, you know, quite frankly, aren't told too much on the radio. Hello, Nadia.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me.
You recently came from Maryland, correct?
From Baltimore.
From Baltimore. And they've struggled with a lot of issues, namely the opioid epidemic. And now you're here in Kentucky, and you want to kind of shine the spotlight on the opioid epidemic here in the Commonwealth.
That's right.
First of all, you have a radio background.
I worked for a radio show called The Mark Steiner Show in Baltimore, which is a talk radio show. It's no longer on air, but Mark had a three-decades-long run. So while I was in Baltimore, I produced a long-form radio story on the Lee Jackson Monument in Baltimore. But I have a passion for long-form storytelling, and Lexington is a good place to be for that.
You are now on a mission basically to tell the story and the many stories about the opioid crisis here in the Lexington area.
Yeah, that's right. I was inspired by a book called Dreamland by the author Sam Quiones, in which he details the rise of addiction to prescription painkillers. And I started to realize that Kentucky and Lexington in particular had a pretty significant role in the many factors that played out that got us where we are.
Especially go back to 1935. It's in Sam's book about the narco farm here.
Exactly, about the narcotic farm, which was established in 1935 as a drug rehabilitation and research center. And even the first pill mill, what is now thought to be the first pill mill, which opened in 1996, opened in Kentucky, in a town called South Shore, Kentucky, that's not too far from here.
And so what we're going to be doing in the weeks to come is tackling many different sides of this opioid crisis, starting with the first report, which we'll hear tomorrow. You basically spent a day at the Lexington Health Department when they were doing their needle exchange.
That's right. The needle exchange program has been in operation for just 2 years. It's a very novel program in this part of the country, and I wanted to see how they were doing. I just wanted to take people there and tell the stories of the people that use the program and what it's like. And I can say it was fascinating. You know, the first day they opened, they had about 9 people show up. Now they have over 200 people show up, and this is every week.
That's good, and that's also bad.
Yes, yeah, it's striking. It's there are many complex factors to think about, but my goal for the series is to just get people thinking.
Yeah, and like I said, we're going to hear that first report tomorrow. There are other projects in the planning stages, and you're doing the legwork in between your day job.
That's right. Well, it's funny because my day job is mostly weekends and evenings, which is why I have such a flexible schedule. So it's more like a, you know,
something to keep you busy.
It's exactly right.
And your idleness is going to be all of our bounty, as it turns out. And unfortunately, this is something that is not going away, and you've found that out already.
It's going to be around for a while. And I think one of the things I hope to do is figure out where we're headed and what the next steps are. And I know that, and many people know, that this epidemic is going to have ripple effects for generations. So looking at the big picture, as well as zooming in on the day-to-day boots on the ground, how's the city grappling with this issue, looking at the long term and kind of exploring, you know, what are things going to look like 10, 20 years from now? I don't think anybody knows, but it's interesting to explore.
Well, Nadia, we thank you for your time and the fact that you're going to be spending some time telling these stories that really need to be told.
Well, I'm really excited, and I'm grateful to WKY for its openness to work with independent producers.
And a programming reminder, Nadia Ramlagan's first OA Chronicles report will air tomorrow morning at 8:45 during Morning Edition right here on 91.3 WUKY.